A lion was getting rather old and slow and having difficulty catching its prey. So the lion decided it needed a disguise so that other animals did not know it was a lion and would not run away. So it goes into a fancy dress shop and buys a gorilla suit. It then heads for a watering hole to see if it can catch something with its new disguise. On the way, it comes across two eagles sitting on a rock. One eagle says to it, "Hi, Mr. Lion." And the other said, "Where did you get that gorilla suit?" Well, the lion, rather frustrated, asked, "How did you know I was a lion?" The eagles then started to sing, "You can't hide your lion eyes." Lion eyes. Seeing can be a physical activity of the eyes or an inspired activity of the heart. We might see with our eyes the worried look of a parent caring for a sick child. Our inspired heart sees love and compassion pouring out. We might see with our eyes a student struggling to get through school. Our inspired heart sees potential for creativity and insight beyond learning. We might see with our eyes a rundown condition of a neighborhood. Our inspired heart sees the inner beauty of downtrodden people desiring a better life. We might see with our eyes the homeless. Our inspired heart sees hopelessness reaching out for understanding. We might see with our eyes the hungry, the thirsty, strangers, the naked, the ill, the imprisoned, the lonely, the abandoned, the elderly, the dying. Our inspired heart sees the person of Christ our King crying out to be touched by the person of Christ our King who dwells within each of us. Embedded in this gospel parable, the only judgment scene in the gospels is what I might call the King incognito. In a stunning moment, the king reveals himself to be someone who is hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, and in prison. This king incognito takes off his disguise before the very ones who fed, housed, welcomed, and visited him in his most difficult moments. Christ the King is Christ the disguised, Christ the covert, Christ the hidden, Christ the needy, Christ that other nameless person we pass by and pray no eye contact is made. How does the word king transform itself from a throne to a soup kitchen, from a bejeweled dais to a halfway house, and from a palace to a prison? Both the sheep and the goats are perplexed and surprised when the disguise is removed. Some breeds of goats and sheep are nearly indistinguishable from each other. Goats look like sheep, and sheep look like goats. And Jesus is indistinguishable from those among us in need. Jesus looks like the least, and the least look like Jesus. On the day of final judgment, Jesus will distinguish between those faithful ones who have cared for him and those unfaithful ones who have not. So what in God's name are we to do when we discover that this one in disguise populates all our spaces almost everywhere we look? The hungry, the thirsty, the abandoned, the stranger, the sick, the prisoner, are persons whose lives invite us to serve our Lord by serving them. One place we might begin is by honing our awareness. Both sheep and goats failed the awareness test. The difference in those on our Lord's right and those on his left is not their unawareness of these who needed their care, but how they responded to the person in the moment, at the time, in the circumstances of the need that surfaced. How often do we drive through the traffic of our work, through the busy streets of important relationships, back alleys of inconvenience, blind to human beings we pass by with what might be a very simple need? Let me ask you, have you ever not seen something that was actually almost right in front of you? Ask yourself, why did I miss it? What opportunities to help or serve do I probably miss most frequently? What is the likeliest reason? Being preoccupied with other things? Expecting the opportunities to look more obvious, not considering it important, or purposely just not trying very hard. The only criterion for judgment here in this gospel is not whether or not we saw Christ incognito in the face of the needy, and whether or not we gave ourselves away in love in his name. No one knows the final judgment day when Christ the King returns in all glory. Yet we do know a day of judgment, and that's today. Every day. Judgment is according to what we do or do not do right now, here today, for the persons in our midst. And one of the best ways we can begin to see the Christ in the other is by not judging the negative aspects of their persons first, but instead looking for the good in the other, by seeking first to compliment rather than to criticize another, and caring that we don't spread gossip is another way. So how critical are our choices and actions are today? When has it been easiest for me to see the person of Christ in others? When has it been most challenging? Perhaps the first and foremost task of being good subjects of Christ the King is just to live as he did. Not simply seeing with eyes, but seeing with hearts responding to the dignity of others in their need for healing, forgiveness, reconciliation, mercy, and love. And just remember those lying eyes.